Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Time to get up and at 'em here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. This is DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980 and 910 The Fan, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. You can tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. Mark tweets me that he's listening. Caleb tweets me. AWOD giving JMU the shine. A lot of JMU alum up in the DMV. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. I filled out the bracket, and I gave you my thoughts on how I think the games will play out. I thought that was a terrific opening matchup last night between Alabama and Oklahoma. Oklahoma had that place rocking to 17-0, and then that pick six, boom, the momentum was flipped, and Alabama took control in the second half. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Andy in Waldorf. What's up, Andy?
Hey, man, how's it going this morning?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I feel like I'm the fat dude sitting between Lloyd and the other guy on Dumb and Dumber. Well, listen to everybody. I realize that JMU fans are all fired up and everything, but JMU has not beat a top 50 team since 2010 when they played Virginia. This game is going to be over in the first quarter. It's not going to be close. I love JMU and I think it's great, but they're not a top 50 team to belong in the tournament. This should be a tournament of the champions, a true college football playoff. All credit to them. It's just, this is not the stage for JMU.
So what team do you root for, right? Because you sound like an Ohio State fan, an Alabama fan. You're just, all you do is root for the elite? Is that what it is?
No. How about we just root for who are the best 20 teams?
No, but you are telling me that you're saying they're the best before playing the games.
How about BYU? Is BYU a better team?
BYU had an opportunity. They lost to Texas Tech twice and got blown out in their conference championship game, and so unfortunately they weren't included. If you wanted BYU in, you should look and say, hey, why did the SEC get 5 teams in and the Big 12 got 1?
I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying take the 12 best teams. JMU and Tulane are not the top 12 teams in the nation. Surely you can't. You're telling me that JMU and Tulane are the top 12 teams in the nation. That's
no,
what you're telling me?
No, I'm telling you that it needs to be fair for every single player who plays college football at the D1 level, at FCS level, to have an opportunity to make the playoffs. Otherwise, let's go back to the BCS of four teams. Otherwise, let's just go back to having the top two teams with the best two records play in one championship game and eliminate the entire bracket. Is that what you want?
Top 12 teams, period. That we don't. This isn't a courtesy tournament that says, "Hey, you know what? You're the best looking person out of your local high school. Therefore, you should be up for the Miss Universe pageant." That's not what this is.
So, do you just want all of the money from the SEC, Big Ten, Big 12, and ACC to come up with their own tournament? They could call it the P4 Bracket of Champions and just leave everybody else out.
Why is it about money now? It should be about the best 12 teams, not about the money. Give JMU $4 million.
How are you telling me that 8-0 in the Sun Belt and 12-1 overall JMU isn't one of the 12 best teams without giving them an opportunity to play one of the 12 best teams?
You comparing them against Louisville. Louisville stinks.
Louisville was solid this season. They weren't terrible.
Oh, my God. There's mandatory drug tests that you have to take at work. You got to be in on that.
Louisville ended up the season 8-4 and had some good wins this season. They beat Miami. Does Miami not belong in this tournament then? Are you telling me right now Miami shouldn't be in?
Duke should be in. Duke's the ACC champion.
Duke sucked this year. They lost to UConn.
Duke sucked. You're right. Duke sucked. But who's the ACC champion?
Right, but that's what I'm saying is the ACC was so bad this year that the champion of the Sun Belt belonged in over the ACC champion, and that's what happened.
They don't even belong in. I'm just saying, I'm with you. This is not a tournament for – they're not a top 50 team in the nation.
How can you say that when they're ranked?
Where are they ranked? Where is JMU ranked?
They were coming in at 24 on the latest 25-team playoffs, and they were on the AP poll as well.
I'm sorry. I'll take that back. They haven't beat anybody, a top 50 team.
Because teams are scared to play them. They don't set up matchups against Sun Belt teams like JMU because they know that a loss, an upset, could ruin their season. They don't get the opportunity to play these games.
Well, we can agree to disagree. I will guarantee you this game is over on the first quarter. Over.
What do you want then? Do you want a cookie? Send me your address. You want me to send you a cookie? You want a pat on the back? I don't understand what you want. So what if Oregon blows out JMU? I started the show by saying both Tulane and JMU do not need to prove anything to prove that they belong in this tournament. They already proved it with the success they had in the regular season. They already proved it. They got in. If they show up and have a good game, great. But I don't think it should change anything moving forward because we're not going to let in, we're not just going to have six SEC versus six Big Ten and call that our playoffs.
How about Notre Dame? Are they better? They're better than Notre Dame then, right?
Notre Dame blew it. I mean, why are we still having this conversation? The bracket's already started,
I'm just giving you. I'm giving you a series. Texas, they're better than Texas, right?
Everybody that was claiming Notre Dame belonged in got pied in the face when they were left out, and they should have been left out because they lost head to head to Miami. And they're like, why are we even having this conversation? 10-2 has never been good enough in any other era, in the BCS era, in any 10-2 doesn't belong most times. We have 11-1 teams.
They're not a top 12 team in the nation. Period. And you can't argue that. They're not even close. They're not a top 20 team in the nation. You can't argue that.
The top 20 is nothing but P4 teams. So you're only going to have a P4 bracket. That's not fun. There's no fun in that. You have to give everybody an opportunity to play. I'm not. It's not a participation trophy.
There'll be no fun today. Come 1 o'clock today, there'll be no fun.
Well, at 1 o'clock today, we'll be watching the halftime show of the Miami Texas A&M game, buddy.
All right. Hey, have a good day, man.
All right. I appreciate you chiming in. I feel like everybody in the DMV is rooting for JMU except for Andy and Waldorf. My goodness.
That guy's like the Grinch on the line.
Is he? Is he the Grinch? Can he steal Christmas? My goodness. He's trying to ruin my Hanukkah today. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Let's go to our buddy Mitch in Jersey. Mitch, line three. You're on The Fan with AWOD.
Happy Hanukkah, Adam.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Last week was a very tough weekend for, you know, it's just a tough weekend. Sad weekend. But let's not bring that up. I think Indiana's going to win their first one. Heisman winner. Came from the Pac-12. Fernando Mendoza. I wish Cal was able to keep him. They have themselves another good quarterback.
Yeah.
And Senka Palutule. He's going to be a good quarterback, and I'm glad he's not transferring. But I got to root for Oregon, though. Moore, I think he's going to come out. He's going to be a top three pick. The last of the Pac-12. The only one ex-Pac-12 is in the tournament. They just hate the Pac-12. They let them sink. They didn't help them all. All that money, all that talent, and there's no Pac-12. This whole thing with this Cal and the ACC and Syracuse and ACC is so stupid. USC and the Big Ten, it's very dumb. But I guess there's no going back.
No, there is no going back. The next step, Mitch, is going to be North versus South, just two conferences in all of college athletics.
That's going to be even worse, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I'm not a fan of it.
It's terrible. It doesn't make any sense. All that money. Tuition still goes up. I'm glad the players are making money, but it just tells you that the universities are making hands.
Oh, yeah.
Hand over fist. If they can pay, you get a scholarship and you get $4 million. Nice if you can get it. Anyway, go Ducks. Have a good weekend.
All right, good call, Mitch. Let's go to Ron in Great Falls. Ron, you're on The Fan with AWOD. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I appreciate it. Great energy. Love the conversation. I just think, save your credibility a little bit, Adam. You just need to admit that you don't want the 12 best teams in a 12-team playoff. So if you want JMU,
I don't like. But why are you so convinced? Why are you so convinced that Tulane and JMU are not one of the 12 best teams in the country?
Because nobody in their right mind who watches college football can possibly think that Notre Dame and Texas and BYU are not as good as Tulane. It's ridiculous.
I mean, Texas had three opportunities.
I'm not advocating Texas deserves to be in it either. I'm just saying if you're going to go with a 12-team playoff, why would you not want the 12 best teams?
Well, because the conferences are bloated AF. That's the simple answer. It's the biggest baloney joke in America that the SEC in basketball got 14 teams in, and in football is going to get 5, and people wanted 6, and people wanted 7 for Vanderbilt. I don't want that.
That's not the conversation. I agree with that, but that's not the conversation. The conversation is, do you want the 12 best teams in a 12-team playoff, or do you want to give some little guys a shot? Pick one. You can't have both.
I don't consider it the little guys a shot. I consider it that every single team that plays at this level should have an opportunity when you start the season. Like, how do you disagree with that? Well, every single team at the start of the season should have an opportunity.
I disagree with it because when you get to the end of the season, you have to have a way of rationally determining who the best teams are. The only way we have is by polls of presumed experts because not everybody plays everybody. We're not going to have a 100-game college football season, so we're never going to have a circumstance where everybody plays everybody.
Right.
That's been true since the 40s when we relied on the polls, presumably of experts, to tell us who the best teams are.
So, in my opinion, the reason you do a 12-team college football playoffs is to avoid seasons like 2017, where the UCF Knights under Scott Frost won the American Conference at 13-0 and did not get to play for a national championship, undefeated at 13-0. I get it. Tulane's 11-2 and JMU's 12-1. But the reason you added to make it 12 teams is so that it never happens again.
That happened in the 80s when BYU went undefeated and were co-national champions with somebody, right? And half the country arguing they're 13-0 and the other half of the country arguing they don't play anybody. I'd rather have the argument. I think those arguments were fun when the Rose Bowl used to mean something because you could argue the next day over whether Michigan was actually better when they didn't even play each other. Now we're going to get to see teams that aren't in the 25th best team in the rankings is playing for the national championship. I'd rather see the top 12 teams if we're going to have a 12-team playoff.
I just don't agree that those are the 12 best teams when they've only played each other. They've only played each other.
Well, okay, we'll just agree to disagree, but I don't understand why the 25th ranked team in the country, then we're just saying the rankings don't mean anything. Maybe that's the case. But we've got to have a way to pick who's good and who's not good. They're not always going to play each other.
So do you have a problem with the way the committee made their selections and leaving out Notre Dame and BYU?
I have a problem with Notre Dame not being in it because I think Notre Dame is better than Tulane. I don't care one whit about Notre Dame. I went to Duke, and I'm glad that Duke's not in it because Duke's not very good.
Do you want the NCAA college basketball tournament to be nothing but P4 teams as well and get the ACC to get 10 teams in every year?
But it's a completely different sport. In basketball, part of what makes the basketball tournament so exciting, there is way more parity in college basketball than there is in college football.
Hold on. How is there more parity? Indiana's never been good. Like, that's a basketball school. They're number one in the country. That seems like parity right there. Texas Tech out of the Big 12 got a bye. That seems like parity right there.
You tell me a season. Do you want to watch the 64th best college football team? That's probably like Troy State or somebody. Are you interested in giving them a shot against Ohio State or Georgia?
Why not? Why not give them an opportunity? Like, why can you, how can you tell me, how can you tell me that JMU or Tulane have zero chance to win before even letting them play this game?
I'm not saying they have zero chance to win. I think JMU has a decent chance to win because they play tough. I think they have I don't think they will win, but I think it'll be a competitive game. I'm just saying there is no rational basis for saying that JMU is a top 12 team. They're a top 25 team, maybe, but they're not a top 12 team. And no one who knows anything about college football would make a straight-faced argument that JMU is in the top 12.
No, but so I'm arguing the rules in place are fair, and the rules in place allow for the top five champions. Like you said,
sure.
Duke, your university was god-awful and screwed over Virginia. And believe me, I'd like to be talking about the Hoos and Chandler Morris today, but because Duke won, JMU was one of the five best conference champions with a 12-1 record in the Sun Belt. And you could tell me they played nothing but Sun Belt teams, and I'll say fine, but they're still considered one of the five best champions.
Well, of course they followed the rules. I mean, the whole conversation is about how to make the thing better. I'm not saying they broke the rules. Of course they deserve to be in it.
I know. And my argument is, my argument is the rules are not stupid. The rules are set up to give teams an opportunity, to make it fair.
I know.
And you probably would never like to see Cinderella. You never want her to find her slipper. You want her to go home and turn into a pumpkin every single year. You want the college basketball tournament to be nothing but one seeds. Chalk, 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 chalk. I hope you enjoy that.
College basketball is not even remotely the same. You get teams that go on a run in the basketball tournament because in basketball, one player can put a whole team on his back for two or three games in a row. One player in a college basketball game can make a huge difference. Football is a completely different game. It is very, very unusual to have. It's the reason we all remember when Appalachian State beat Michigan is because it just doesn't happen very often. In college basketball, you know this better than I do, it happens every damn year. A 15 beats a 2, a 14 beats a 3.
Right. I would just argue you would see it more in football if you gave them the opportunity. And they're exactly. going to have the opportunity today, both Tulane and JMU, to step up for the G5 teams. But once again, I don't think they need to prove anything, and I would not change the college football playoff format at all. I think you have to give some of these lower conferences a chance, whether it's a blowout or a good game or an upset. Give them an opportunity. Appreciate the call. We'll take more of your calls next. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 9, here on DC Sports Radio 106.7, The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Joe tweets me, AWOD doing the Lord's work this morning on 106.7, The Fan, against all these donks that don't want anything but blue buds. Said almost no P4 teams will schedule JMU. Guaranteed Virginia Tech cancels the game for next season. I do know Virginia Tech has to cancel either JMU, ODU, or VMI. It's not going to make some local people happy. Hey, Virginia Tech feels like they can get in the CFP, though, in the next few seasons with the quickness with James Franklin. I wanted Virginia to get in. I was desperate for them to get in. I loved what Chandler Morris did at quarterback this season. But the local team is the JMU Dukes, and we are dancing with the Dukes today on AWOD Radio, previewing their matchup against Oregon. We just got into it, the last caller. I guess he wanted me to admit, AWOD, admit you do not want the best 12 teams in the college football playoffs. I'm not going to admit that. I think I will say is I want the best conference champions in the 12-team college football playoffs. I want the best conference champions in. If you win the Mountain West, I want you to be considered. If you win the American, I want you to be considered. If you win the Sun Belt, I want you to be considered every single year. Yes, that's what I want. I don't want it to be nothing but SEC and Big Ten. My goodness, that's not fun for me. I mean, I feel like every single person that argues against me right now is, we find out, oh, well, they're an Ohio State fan. They're an Alabama fan. All they do is like the Blue Bloods. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. 1067. We've got Garrett in Arlington. What's up, Garrett?
What's going on, AY? Do you hear me?
Yeah, man.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone. Look, you are doing God's work this morning, dude. No question about it. I called in because, my wife is a JMU Duke, so obviously pulling for the Dukes today. But I myself am a UCF Knight, and I was there the years that Blake Bortles was there. I was still watching and around the area in 2017, and I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for this for over a decade, because people said to UCF Knights fans and the folks down there in Orlando, you're not good enough to get in. You don't deserve to get in. You need to get you get wiped on the floor. Auburn in 2017 beat Alabama. They beat Alabama, and then they lost to us in the Peach Bowl. In 2013, we beat number 5 ranked Baylor and never got a shot to even sniff a playoff, right? I don't even think that existed back in 2011 or 2013 when we won. So giving somebody like a JMU Dukes and a Tulane Green Wave, like, put them in, man. Let them have a shot. Let them go in there. If they lose, fine. But, like, if anything, it's a case to expand it out. You know, give these other guys that everyone's crying about, Notre Dame, Texas. Yeah, I hear you. But you had your shots. You lost in your respective conference championships. You lost your opportunities. Give these folks a chance to play, prove. And, I mean, everyone loves a Cinderella story. The one guy before me talked about basketball and how it's a little bit different. I don't really see that, right? Everybody gets a shot. Anybody can do something incredible on a football field when you give them the right opportunity and environment. I think it's time for the college football playoff to see what happens. I think it's time for college football blue bloods to see what happens when you give folks a shot to make a difference. So,
Garrett,
Garrett,
how would you respond to those callers that are saying, well, you just don't want the best 12 teams in?
I don't care what they say. Like, I don't want the best 12 teams in. Like, I think what you said is true, right? I want the conference champions in, right? But if you are the best 12 teams, like, you would have won enough games to get into the playoff, right? Texas choked several times this year. Notre Dame choked twice this year, right? BYU is the top of the, lost in the Big 12 playoffs this year, right? I mean, my UCF Knights were 5-7. They were horrible this year. We got smoked by BYU, but BYU's not, they didn't win, right? They lost, and that's why they're not in, right? So, you know, I would say, talk to the committee. They made the decisions, and if they want to expand it. I'm sure ESPN would be thrilled, right? You get a 16-team playoff, and then you get to have those people in, and then you get to really see what happens. But then you have 17, 18, 19 team ranked teams complaining about that they didn't get in. But at some point, you just have to stop pounding the blue blood, you know, the blue blood gong, and say, look, it's not about your feelings. If they were one of the 12 best teams, they would have won enough games to get in. And that's all there is to say about it. I'm so sorry.
I'm so glad you called, because you brought up the example as you were there. The reason you started this is because your school, your alma mater, went undefeated and never had that opportunity. That's why you come up with this plan. That's why you come up with the playoffs with the 12 teams. If you want to expand, I'm for that, but I'm not expanding because the Blue Bloods are upset, because the Big Ten didn't feel like they got enough teams in. I would expand and have more G5 teams. If I go to 16, I'm guaranteeing 2 G5 teams every year.
I love it. I mean, college football forever, and NIL has changed the landscape completely, right? You have a guy like Kurt Cignetti, right, who was a JMU coach for 5 years, from 2019 to 2023. He changed the landscape of JMU, and now he left, went to Indiana, and now Indiana is the best team in college football, second best team in college football. I mean, if that doesn't say how good some of the talent that you would have, like John Summerall was the Tulane coach a year or two ago, and I forget where he's at now, but he took
the Florida job, but he's coaching Tulane today.
He took the Florida. So like, everyone in the SEC likes to talk such a big game. Like, you know, people in Florida talk such a big game. Florida's fallen off. So UCF, we beat Florida in 2021 or 22 in the bowl game. I can't remember. We wiped the floor with them. It was like 45-21. And they're like, oh, well, we were all injured and all these things. Stop making excuses. Like,
Well, here's the other thing. You know who was closer to the playoffs this year? South Florida than Florida.
South Florida. Exactly. South Florida had a run and a half. They had Alex Grinch, who was their head coach, who was a hell of a head coach, and I think he just left. But Alex Grinch came from the Josh Heupel coaching tree. Where was Josh Heupel before he took the Tennessee job? UCF. What happened when he was at UCF? We blew it. I mean, Joe Burrow in 2019, Joe Burrow went on that legendary run after UCF came within inches of blowing them out. We were up 28-3 in 2019, and then we did a pick six. We cleaned his clock on the return, and then he came back, won the game. It destroyed UCF. It destroyed the UCF as a program. Josh Heupel left to Tennessee. He's done a heck of a job in Tennessee, but that staff now is like all these guys that come from these trees of these smaller schools are going off and doing things. These players go and do things. And people are still sitting here like living like it's 1985. And Lou Holtz is still like the head coach of like Notre Dame. Give it up, dude. Like it's 2025. You have other teams, other conferences, other people. Give it up. Progress. Run with the times. NIL is going to make it even worse. I have news. Like these blue blood teams are going to be so pissed when all these talent and all these players keep leaving for the portal. They keep going elsewhere, and your team gets worse and worse because you can't pay players under the table anymore. It's a whole different landscape, and people need to wake up and appreciate and realize it.
Good call. Appreciate you chiming in, man. Great stuff. Here's my final take on the whole thing is like it, love it, or hate it. The 12-team college football playoffs is way better than any college postseason we've had my entire life. I'm Adam Ben. Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. So we've been talking about the college football playoffs throughout this show today. I did want to transition to the Washington Commanders. Chris, did Little want to talk about the college football playoffs? Or we can probably get to him through our Commanders conversation.
Yeah, he did. I just forgot to put that on the call screen sheet. Sorry about that.
That's all right. So we'll take your phone calls in a little bit, if you want to talk about the Commanders. So my question is...
No, he wants to talk college.
Oh, he wants to talk college? All right, let's go to Little. Little, you're on the fan with AWOD. What's up, buddy?
And I'm always good to chop it up with you. Shout out to Metal. Hey, look, I got two of them for you. Commanders in this college football. I was talking to Metal. Where I look at it, the top 12 teams with the best records to be in there. I don't know how it's panned out that way, but that's how I look at it. And look, I got JMU and Tulane to cover. And look, let me run this stats by you since you mentioned the Commanders. Man, since Dan Quinn and all of them took over this team, man, when we rush the ball at them, 32.5 attempts. You know what the record is, man? Man, we 11-2.
Wow.
So it's common sense. Manifest that. Think about that. When we rush the ball, 32.5 attempts, the Commanders are 11-2. Hey, man, I'm out, Adam. Hey, shout out to my man Mark Blandover and Lou. Sweet Lou.
Nice call, Little. Appreciate you chiming in. I mean, look, I think we have seen in the second half of this season how important the rushing attack is for Washington. It's just simply putting together positive plays and stringing them together. And a 4-yard run is a positive play. I think even a 3-yard run is probably a positive play in the NFL. And 2nd and 7, so much better than a 2nd and 10. The 3rd and 4, so much greater of a chance to get it than a 3rd and 7 or a 3rd and 10. And what I've seen in the second half of the season as we've been more effective on offense is just grinding out the yards on 1st and 2nd down to give ourselves a better opportunity on 3rd down. All right, time for our Commanders conversation. Metal Chris, I'll start with you here. You tell me your thoughts on this. Going into next season, should Washington's general manager, should their front office, should the Washington Commanders staff treat it as a year in which you run it back, you re-sign the veterans, and you try to run it back and act like this season was just a fluke full of injuries? Or is it going to be maybe a transition year of a bunch of young guys that you draft and new players in free agency? Should they run it back, or should they treat it like a transition year?
Nah, running back is ridiculous. I think you got it. I mean, honestly, I would like to see a year like the Wizards are having next year.
Wow.
I don't care if they win or not, whatever. Fill that team with young talent, man. I'm tired of seeing Ben Sinnott on the bench all the time because there's older guys that want to play. No, forget it.
So
find out who we got. Let them develop. Let them develop.
I understand what you're saying. I think my pushback would be the clock is ticking. The clock is ticking. Once Jaden is due to get paid, it becomes so much more difficult to put together a talented enough roster. I don't know that I would run it back with all of them. Like, probably not Wagner and Ertz. But Eckler wants to give it another go. I would bring back Von Miller. I'd re-sign Debo. I'd re-sign Daron Payne. I think they have to take advantage of Jaden on this rookie contract. And, yes, you have to try to get younger at the same time with some of your draft picks, but I would rather go out and get free agents that are trying to win a championship and try to put together a roster of guys that are veterans and have experience to go with the young guys. If we go young, it's going to be a transition year. And we're not going to win the Super Bowl in a transition year.
I mean, they're not going to win the Super Bowl next year anyway. And so I'm trying to think about what we can do in the next season after that.
Yeah.
And it starts by developing your young talent, which they seem to want to have nothing to do with, which is just driving me bonkers.
So would you say that with Bobby Wagner, Ertz, Eckler, Von Miller, Daron Bain, Debo, maybe you add a Brandon Ayuk, maybe you add a big-name pass rusher in the offseason, and a fully healthy Jaden Daniels, that they can't be Super Bowl contenders?
No, I don't think they can be next year. No, not the way this team's been run. Nope.
Oof, wow. Yeah.
I'd love it. I'd love for them to be. Like, don't get me wrong. I love the Commanders, but I think that after this season has shown there are so many flaws and such a lack of depth, you've got to start putting that depth in, and it has to. It should have started this season, and it didn't.
Yeah.
And it's got to start now, then, if it's not.
Well, that's the thing, is that we need to make sure that the front office and the coaching staff is on the same page, because they didn't have that approach this offseason. They probably should have, but yet I was on their team because they got to the conference championship and it felt like we were a piece or two away from a Super Bowl. And now after this season, you're telling me we're not a piece or two away from a Super Bowl, and it sucks, and you're probably right. And so they have to change and they have to adjust the way they're running things, because they should have done that this season. But yet they made the trade for Debo, the trade for Laremy Tunsil. Those are trades that you make if you feel like you're a contender. And I'm not against those trades at all. I would actually be for a trade for a wide receiver or a trade for an edge rusher if it's giving up a draft pick, because I do think that this team is closer to being a Super Bowl contender than they are to having to truly transition and build up a young roster. Because I still think some of these old guys have something left to give to this team.
But they're so
even
injured.
McLaurin's in this old conversation. You know what I mean? Like, sure. Is McLaurin going to be on the roster when we win a Super Bowl with Jaden Daniels?
If it's in the next 2 years, maybe. But other than that, I don't think they're going to keep him that long. I do not think that Adam Peters respects Terry McLaurin's role on this team outside of just being a receiver the way pretty much everyone else does.
Yeah.
And
Look, if they can't win the Super Bowl in the next 2 years, they might not win a Super Bowl with this group. It's going to be so difficult once Jaden gets paid. I think they have to take advantage of the next 2 years
here's the thing.
Try to make it work.
You have to start developing talent so you have other players around him on young contracts as well. That's the thing. And if they have to start that now, so when he does get paid, you've got young guys that are actually, they've played 2 years and hitting their primes now. And that's when you got to try to make that run. And I don't think they're even trying to do that. I want them to. I don't know. This offseason will tell us a lot. So we'll see.
So the question we're asking is, would you attempt to run it back with the veterans, or are you doing the transition year of your signing guys that are probably 26 and younger, right, or 27 and younger, and you're drafting players to be the new building blocks of the organization, and you're moving on from the veterans? I think they have to draw the line, because I don't know that you can, like, re-sign half the veterans and let half of them go. I think you have to, like, bring all of them back or let them all go. It's going to be very difficult for Adam Peters. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Maybe it's the diehard fan in me that's saying run it back, but rarely has run it back ever worked in the sports world. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Talking about the Commanders and their free agents going into the offseason. Which of them would you re-sign? I mean, I think the interesting part is some of these decisions we have to make after the offseason, because we need to use these final 3 weeks to figure out if the heir apparent, if the replacement is ready. Deebo Samuel, I would like to re-sign him. I think it would be a real bad look on the general manager if you trade for him and he is here for 1 year, he's productive, and then he goes elsewhere. But if he gets a offer over $25 million, I'm happily letting him walk. Bobby Wagner, I don't think he can play and start again next year in Washington. Can he play and, you know, be a smaller role? Yes. Is Jordan McGee ready? That's what we got to figure out over the next 3 weeks. Marcus Mariota. I mean, every week he makes one play that I just want to just cry. Every play, Marcus. Every game, there's one play where you look so stupid. And I think you're a good quarterback and you make really good plays. One play every game drives me crazy. But I'm re-signing him. Zach Ertz. Man, does he look like such a good guy on Hard Knocks and a team leader in the locker room. He's helping out Ben Sinnott. He's got his knee is destroyed. He's helping out Ben Sinnott ahead of the game plan. Oh, my goodness. I love what Zach Ertz has brought to Washington. I was fine with letting him go at the end of the season. But now with this injury, kind of want him to work his way back and stay and maybe be a tight ends coach in Washington. Von Miller. He showed me something in the last few weeks. Von Miller's been demanding more snaps and been more of an impactful player for Washington. Jonathan Jones, no. Austin Eckler, I kind of want to see what he's going to be like after this injury. Andrew Wiley, no. Dietrich Wise, yes. Noah Brown, no. Noah Brown, no. And that's unfortunate because I'll always remember Noah Brown for the Hail Mary, and I think that's part of the reason they messed up this offseason was they were connecting the two seasons. Noah Brown caught the Hail Mary, and everyone will love him for that, but they should have let him go in the offseason, and he hasn't been available this season. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Peter in Wilmington. What's up, Peter?
Hey, good morning. Great show. Happy Hanukkah, brother.
Thank you, man.
Listen, I'm kind of, you know, I think we should bring back some veterans. And your producer made a really good point. The problem with bringing back the producer, the veterans, is that they don't let the younger guys play. It's just like they got this thing where, they, you know, they're obligated to play these people that they bring in, whether they're better or not than the young people. And that's their problem. And he made a really good point about that. I'd like to have a mixture of draft picks, some free agents, and some veterans back.
You know, Peter, is there a young guy on this roster that you think is ready to level up next season?
Yeah, I think we got a bunch of young guys on this here. You know, everybody talks about Brandon Coleman and a lot of the other guys that we drafted that they aren't any good. But you know, this is the year of injury, and whether you're young or a veteran, a lot of people got hurt for whatever reason, and it's just one of those years. I think you can take this season and throw it away. I don't think we are what we look like right now. I mean, and, you know, you just can't have all those injuries and have some continuity. And we've been like this ever since preseason and the training camp. They were off. John Kimes says they never really looked good on offense in camp. They never really hooked up. The defense never really looked good. And it's really started from the very beginning. It's just a bad year, one of these things. And, you know, you'd accomplish all that they did last year. You can't, like, say, oh, well, none of them are any good, because they did what they did last year. They earned that. They beat a lot of good teams, and it just happened that way. And this year it was just the opposite. It just didn't work. So I don't think we throw everybody away. But like your producer says, you know, if you got an old guy and he's okay, he's a good backup, bring the young guy and let him play. But they won't do that, and that's the problem to me.
Yeah.
And I think it's a better team than the record, because if you really look at four games we lost to turnovers. So your Mariota, Jaden had one. We had a fumble with McNichols one game. If we'd have won those four games, you're talking about a whole different season, and it just didn't work out for us. So, but we got to have a mixture of everybody. And if a young guy, rookie or free agent, is 26, 25 years old, and he can outplay, let's just say a linebacker like my man at linebacker there, the veteran Wagner, he's played hard. I mean, I know he can't cover anybody, but he I don't know. He seems to me like somebody.
He brings more than just what he provides on the stat sheet. It's his mind. It's his knowledge of the defense. Good call, Peter. I appreciate you chiming in. I'm starting to think this team we are as good as the record says in the last 2 years. We're a 12-5 team. That's a 4-8 team, or 4-11 team this year. Like we are a combination of those two, which is pretty much around 500. I mean, I think that's what this team is. They're a 500 football team that can be above 500 when our quarterback's healthy, and we can be two games above 500 when we go out and win it late. They're 4-10, and they were 12-5 last year. And you combine the records, that's kind of how I feel like we are, right? 16-15. With this roster that this group has assembled here with Adam Peters, and hopefully the roster takes a big step forward next season. Let's go to the phone lines once again. We've got John in Newburgh. John, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, John. Always appreciate you chiming in.
Hey, man, I got to bring this up. My son snap paged me last Saturday and said, Adam's rooting for the New York Giants. I said, he's got to be fibbing. There's got to be some kind of angle to that. So, John,
let me explain.
I know you. I've listened to you for years. I know you were just joking.
So let me explain, all right? I got to pie myself in the face here. Yes, I was rooting for the New York Giants because I pulled a Notre Dame athletic director. I took my ball and I went home upset. I said, if you're not going to play Jaden Daniels, then I'm not going to root for your damn franchise. And I was so upset all week long. No Jaden, no AWOD. That's what I was feeling. I'm not rooting for you. And you know what? On Sunday when they kicked off, I started to root for Washington.
Oh,
and
yeah, me too.
Of course.
I love watching that game. And icing on the cake is when the Dallas Cowboys lost.
Yeah.
And I want to bring up, too, this one other thing. You had a fan call in about 2 or 3 weeks ago saying how when the Cowboys are playing the Eagles, we need to root for the Cowboys. That's totally wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a true Commanders fan, you hate the Cowboys, period.
Oh, absolutely.
But real quick, I wanted to mention, I agree with your producer, but I think Adam Peterson, I think he screwed up the whole wide receiver room this year. And there's one veteran, I didn't hear you mention him, but we need Debo back.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the other thing. Look, that's a huge blemish on Adam Peters' record. If you trade for Debo and only get 1 year out of him, that's a bad trade.
No, we need him back. I mean, he goes for the ball. He's such a good receiver, and we kind of like forget about him. But we need him back.
Yeah, well, especially because we haven't gotten to really see what Debo, McLaurin, and Jaden look like together.
Right. But Debo, I mean, he goes for the ball. I mean, he is the exact opposite of the guy that he looked like he was a walk-in on a Rob Zombie movie, that wide receiver. He didn't go for the ball. I mean, Debo goes for the ball, and that's why I tell you, I hope we can get him back next year.
Yeah, I just think he fits the type of offense we want to run. Can put him in the backfield, run screens to him, but it shouldn't stop us from upgrading the wide receiver room in the offseason. John,
well,
thanks for chiming
thing,
in.
Adam, and I'll let you go.
Hey, we're up against the break, John. I appreciate you calling in. Let's talk next
buddy,
week.
Okay, buddy, you take care now.
Yep, thanks for chiming in, man. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. We've got an extra 15 minutes. The Power Hour starts next, though, coming up on AWOD Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.